There are certain terms in the sports world that just inspire awe. The hole in one, the no hitter, the perfect 10. Well, forget about the perfect 10, at least when it comes to Olympic gymnastics. If you've watched the games so far, you know the score that propelled Nadia Comaneci and Mary Lou Retton to fame is gone, replaced by a new system that scores most gymnasts between a 14 and a 17. Now, a lot of people don't like the new system, and a whole lot don't understand it, so I called Steve Penny. He's president of USA Gymnastics, and he's with the American team in Beijing. He explained that the new system is divided into two scores, an A score and a B score.
Every move a gymnast makes has a value associated with it, and the combination of those skills represents your A score.
Okay.
The B score is where the 10 has actually been retained. The B score is what's called an execution score, and a perfect execution score is a 10.
Excuse me for being a layperson, but it seems to shut out people like me in a way, people who just watch it as a spectator sport.
Well, that's why you shouldn't worry about it.
But how am I to know?
Because quite honestly, can you tell me what a 10 used to represent?
Perfect. You know, it used to represent perfect.
It did, but essentially what a 10 represented before was the perfect execution of a routine, and it had a start value. So it was possible for someone to only have a start value of 9.6 or 9.8 before and perfectly execute that routine and only receive a 9.6 or a 9.8.
I understand the system has also changed the way that many gymnasts are training.
The challenge is that as you push the envelope on technical difficulty, you push the outer limits of your body. And so, you know, you have to be conscientious and careful about how much you're pushing yourself to execute routines that are extremely difficult at times.
Does this system push gymnasts too hard?
No, the system doesn't push gymnasts too hard. The system encourages increasing your technical difficulty, and I think the FIG is working on making adjustments to that.
FIG, that's the International Gymnastics Federation.
And we're encouraging that they make adjustments to that so that you don't push the gymnast too hard.
Bella Caroli, the guru of American gymnasts, called the new system the stupidest thing that ever happened to the sport of gymnastics.
You know, there's a lot of people, and Bella can be very outspoken, and rightfully so at times, that miss the 10. And I won't say that they couldn't have found a different solution.
Would you like to see it changed?
The marketing value of the 10 is something that you can't replace. It's whether I'd like to see it changed or not, I don't think it'll be going backwards anytime soon.
Steve Penny, he's the president of USA Gymnastics. Thanks so much for talking with us, and hey, good luck.
Thank you very much.